The International Joint Commission, IJC, will host a one-hour public webinar related to the study of transboundary water pollution in the Elk-Kootenai-Wye watershed on Tuesday, August 6. At 6:30 p.m. The webinar will include a presentation and Q&A period that will focus on the IJC's activities to date related to the establishment of a study board to report and make recommendations on water pollution within the Elk-Kootenai-Wye watershed. Additionally, the presentation will include information on the IJC's role to provide input on developing a terms of reference for a governance body. The study board is being established in response to a request, or a reference, to the IJC from the governments of the United States and Canada that incorporates a proposal developed in partnership with the Tay Naha Nation. The IJC is guided by the Boundary Waters Act, a treaty signed between Canada and the United States in 1909. Which provides a framework for preventing and resolving transboundary water issues between the two countries. Water pollution in the Elk-Kootenai-Wye watershed, particularly in Lake Kookanoosa, has been a long-running concern raised by the Tay Naha Nation and environmental advocacy organizations, allegedly stemming from mining activities in the Elk Valley. Lake Kookanoosa straddles the international border, from British Columbia in Canada into Montana and the United States, all of which is the traditional territory of the Tay Naha Nation. Over the last number of years, a reference to the IJC has been supported by Tay Naha Nation governments and the U.S. State Department. However, the Canadian government had been hesitant to make a commitment, allegedly due to pressure from the BC government amid concerns over jurisdiction and regulatory authority. Anyone wishing to participate in the webinar session can register online. Questions can be submitted in advance to the IJC.